Hey everyone, I'm your host Catherine Valsi and welcome to Chat with Cat. I'm literally so excited about today's topic. Really, really happy to be speaking with you all. I'm really hoping that everyone had a good week this past week. And if not, I'm sending you so much love and I'm hoping that everyone's next week goes really well, that it's really restful, really enjoyable, intentional, all of that, because February is next week. That's actually really crazy. But yeah, I'm hoping that this month was good to you, and I'm hoping the next month is good to you. I honestly don't really have any fluff. I'm like doing a mental checklist. Is there anything I should say? But no, I really don't think so. I just want to remind you all, as always, to take care of yourself while you listen to this episode. Whatever your body is asking for, whether that's some movement, some rest, something to drink, something to eat, just listen to your body and let's get into it. So today's episode is titled, Do Not Remain Hostage to an Identity. And honestly, this topic has been on my mind for quite some time, but after I listened to my church's message, it confirmed that I needed to speak about this topic today. So I grabbed my microphone, grabbed my laptop, and here I am. I'm honestly gonna get really real during this episode. I feel like I'm real in every episode, but really real, just because I think that it's really necessary. So nowadays, I think that most people view me as a well-spoken, mature, organized, efficient, intelligent individual. Like, for the most part, I believe people regard me positively and think highly of me because of the content I publish that includes a lot of my thoughts, habits, advice, personality, mannerisms, etc., etc. And beyond that, within one-on-one conversations with people, I'm often going to be kind, patient, attentive, right? And so I'm proud of this woman who's sitting here, but I'll always know I've not always been her. I've done things I'm not proud of. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've been messy, unorganized, sometimes unthoughtful, hurtful, revengeful, maybe judgmental. I've been into things that I have no desire to do now, like getting drunk out of my mind, being around sketchy people, being in the presence of men that did not value me, entertaining conversations that were harmful. Like, I have had many versions of myself, is what I'm getting at. And the woman that I'm so proud of and is generally well regarded, she wouldn't be talking to you today if I kept myself hostage to past identities and past versions of myself, right? She wouldn't exist. I wouldn't have let her exist. And that right there is really powerful to me and important for me to speak on. In the very first episode of this podcast, I talked about the note I wrote in April of 2020 at 3 a.m. when I was so suicidal. And I was like, look, this is my last-ditch effort at this thing called life. And yes, again, I'm speaking very bluntly today because I think that it's necessary. So I wrote out all of these habits that I wanted to be a part of my daily life, different characteristics, different values. And when I started my platforms, I was in the process of making those habits stick. So many people were introduced to me after I started making changes, and they were just watching me prioritize consistency in doing so. I actually think that's the title of the first one, but that's kind of what started everything. So today, something as small as me exercising, cooking, cleaning, planning, following through, being patient in a conversation, like those aspects of my identity, they weren't there before, nor are they habits I was raised with. You get what I'm getting at? Like, I didn't live in a house where on Sundays or on one day of the week, I was taught, okay, let's get some groceries, let's do laundry for the week, let's clean up, let's make something yummy, let's set out a plan for the week, let's be intentional. Like, no, I didn't see that. And so something as small as making that change, I could have said, look, I didn't grow up doing that. So that's not who I am. And it's not who I'll be. This is how I'll stay. I could have held myself hostage to the way that I was raised, the habits that I was raised with, the conversations I was raised with, and the activities and thoughts I was introduced to. Like, I could to this day be short-tempered, quick to yell, quick to cuss someone out. Like, I would be out in public, and if something went wrong in, let's say, a restaurant or the hotel, my parents are instantly raising their voice. And so I kind of internalize when something is not going my way, I need to yell, I need to get loud, and I need to get angry or be judgmental. I was never really introduced to vulnerability, speaking calmly, being patient, extending grace. And it's ironic that many of the comments and reviews that I receive often mentioned my kindness, my gentleness, aspects I truly had to find again within me. And so my point in all this is that you do not need to live life behaving the way that you always have. You don't need to keep the habits you've always done or activities or places or people if they no longer serve who you are now or who you want to become. And again, this can be as simple as how you start and end your day, how you show up for yourself, what you eat on the day-to-day, how you choose to decompress, how you act in your interpersonal relationships, how you manage difficult feelings and difficult situations. My next point is in full alignment with what I heard today. They said some people will want to keep you hostage to a past identity. Some people meet you in a certain place of your life and they want to keep you there. I have people from my past that may have known me to be messy, like I said, quick to react, down to get drunk whenever, down to do whatever, down to go wherever, down to be around whoever. And so I've noticed that after I've made changes and my desires have changed, my habits have changed, the way that I speak and what I speak about has changed, my overall mannerisms have changed. Like sometimes the people who have known me or saw me when I was struggling will say, well, this isn't who you really are, or remember when you did this, that, or this? I know the real you. That's not how you talk. That's not how your room is. And it's like they're so desperately trying to keep me as someone who I genuinely no longer am. Or even when you're in the process of trying to make the shifts, people are like, why are you trying to be someone you're not? Since when do you do that? Since when do you care about this? Y'all get what I'm getting at? It's this constant need to prevent you from outgrowing what they know you to be into. And today I also heard a really powerful question. They said, what do you do when everyone around you knows you as a past version of yourself? And I was like, oh my goodness, that's a really powerful question. Because what do you do when you walk in a room full of everyone you know, and let's say you don't want to do drugs anymore, but everyone in the room starts engaging in a substance and is expecting you to do the same? What do you do when you're trying to like save money, but everyone around you knows you to be someone that spends endlessly? What do you do when you're trying to learn what a healthy relationship is, but everyone around you wants to remind you of your previous toxic behaviors and encounters? What do you do if you're trying to practice celibacy or just heal, but everyone around you expects you to hook up with random people every time you go out together? What do you do when you're trying to embrace a slower life, but everyone around you expects you to do everything and anything for them? What do you do when you're trying to grow your patience, but everyone knows you to be someone who will cuss someone out without thinking about it? Like the list can go on and on and on, but my point here is that just as you and your limiting beliefs or history can keep you hostage to an identity, so can those around you, and so can the people you love, the people you share DNA with, and even the people that raised you. So today, I'm trying to speak to the people that may find themselves holding themselves hostage to their past identities, really struggling to release themselves from who they've been and what they've been into and what they've done. Like, as I aim to be a woman that cares about her health, engages in healthy communication, has healthy relationships, cares about her space, is someone of her word, is patient with people, kind, etc., etc., I am remembering the various parts of me that I had to release and how difficult it was to push past the parts of me that wanted to keep me there and wanted to keep me connected to that because that's how I grew up, that's all I knew, or that's what I was familiar and comfortable with. And then on top of that, the various people I had to let go of that refused to see me as who I was becoming and wanted to keep me in what they knew me to be and how they wanted me to stay. So for those of you who relate to everything I'm saying, I really want you to know this is a gentle reminder that you can become whoever you desire to be. Do not allow your past actions, your limiting beliefs, familiarity, comfort, or people, even those that you love, to keep you hostage to an identity you no longer want to hold. this message and topic is just so important to me and weighing so heavily on me because I felt like the identity that people often praise me for or say that they're inspired by, motivated by, or, you know, listen to this podcast because of, I just felt like it was my due diligence to make it abundantly clear that that has not always been my identity. And like I said, the very parts of my identity that are often commented on have not always been there. Or maybe they were there, but they were hidden by all the defense mechanisms and all the survival things that I had come up with. And so again, like I said in that one episode on forgiving myself, I'm not speaking negatively about how I chose to go about things. But I just feel like because I do have influence, because I do have audience and a community, and I know that I have members of that audience and community that may be struggling with the very thing that I'm speaking of, like growing up in a house where all you know and all you engaged in was unhealthy communication, losing your temper, saying really hurtful words, being someone that you don't feel like aligns with the direction that you want to go into, or being in relationships that were full of just unhealthy and maybe even abusive actions, and not wanting that to be the way your future relationships go. Or again, like I said, substances, like that's the topic I feel like I've never covered so much on here, but you can grow up around it. You can grow up with it being a frequent thing to lean on in comfort or when bored or whatever the reason may be. And that just might not be what you desire to do anymore. And so when I've talked about like healing the nervous system, healing, slowing down, being still, being present, like never in my entire life did I ever think, I'm gonna watch the way the leaves are blowing in this breeze. I'm gonna just breathe really deeply. I'm gonna go to this yoga class. Like all these things that I speak on and really like encourage and advise, I just wanna make it abundantly clear they were never a part of my previous identities. It took giving myself permission to stop holding myself to what I thought I needed to say because that's what everyone knew me as and that's what everyone was telling me and saying. And you know, so that's my whole spiel. I'm just really hoping that this reaches who needs to hear it because this will not resonate or apply to everyone right now. But my hope is that everyone lives a really long, fulfilling, like joyful life. And so within that life, there are going to be changes to our identity. Like one day I might be a mother who goes about things differently, has different thoughts, and I'm going to need to allow myself to become that and to not feel like, oh, well, I need to act as I've always done since I was 13, 14, whatever it may be. That's my point in this. I'm saying it all with so much love too. I'm definitely not trying to be judgmental because again, like I'm saying, now I might be patient. I might be organized with this and that. I might keep my space a certain way, but I know there's a Catherine in here who is not like that at all. And so I understand it. I'm compassionate about it. I just hope everyone chooses to honor how you're really feeling deep inside and your gut and that intuition and the direction that you want to move into and not allowing all these other forces, factors, influences, opinions, thoughts, whatever it may be, to stray you to what you no longer want to do. That's my message. I'm gonna wrap it up. If you feel like someone else needs to hear this and will benefit from this message, do not hesitate to share. As always, I truly do appreciate all the love, support, kind words. I just really enjoy sharing and I really enjoy engaging in discussions and just growing and learning. So I'm just so happy to be able to do so with such an amazing community. I honestly, like my mind is so blank, don't really have much else to say. Like I said at the beginning, I hope everyone has an amazing week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you in the next one.